This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. I always appreciate it when you come and you stop by and listen to the wonderful guests that I have every week. This week, I have an outstanding musician. Her name is Wendy Zoffer. Her company is called Princeton Music Connection. And what's interesting about Princeton Music Connection and Wendy Zoffer is, aside from being an outstanding musician, Wendy also books musicians and employs them. She's an employer herself, and she has groups that do weddings and all kinds of interesting things. Most recently, I saw a video on the internet of something that she did, which I thought was very unique, and it touched my heart. A gentleman was about to propose marriage to his girlfriend, and Wendy was standing alongside, and she was actually playing the flute and accompanying the actual proposal. And it was really so lovely and so touching. And on top of that, I thought it was an interesting way to actually get work, you know, as a musician. So sometimes she does things as her own musician, and sometimes she does things as a person who books musicians. And that would be the Princeton Music Connection. Wendy, welcome to the show. And I'm so happy that you're on. And tell the audience a little bit about that proposal, because it was lovely.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Toni. And I got a call from a client, and he needed music for his proposal in 2 days. And he thought the flute would be great, and he wanted me to play My Heart Will Go On. So I came out there, I met his friend, we were surprising his fiance. So they were having dinner in Princeton on the square there, and not Palmer Square, but on Witherspoon. And I was playing when they came out after dinner and on the plaza, and played through the proposal. Yeah, it went really well.
Yes, it did. And I have to say that it's really kind of an interesting to me, because I don't really play music. It was interesting to me to see how you were able to somehow get business during this time that everybody's going through, especially musicians, I'll say, where their businesses have come to a grinding halt. But yet you've been able to put yourself out there, and it seems you're getting business and sort of reinvented yourself or became more of what you already were. Tell me a little bit about Princeton Music Connection. And some, I know that you do weddings, you do a lot of things. Tell me about how you actually operate in terms of booking things and also booking your group and teaching. She does instruction as well. Tell the audience a little bit about all of that, especially during this pandemic.
Yeah, it all started where I had to teach online. And so my virtual teaching began in March, maybe the end of March, and everybody needed to be at home. So I use Zoom, and many, many, many musicians do. So don't think I'm the only one. But I am very motivated to teach and to perform and book. So where there's a will, there's a way. And it's been going great with the teaching. The teaching is the main thing that's been going on through the whole pandemic. And I have almost 20 students and more coming on. I teach flute, I teach piano, all levels, and guitar, beginning guitar. And I have a few students in guitar. I also have some fantastic musicians that are pros that teach trumpet or strings or harp or drums. And I also, by the way, teach recorder. So that's going great. And the booking proposals have become very popular, and they're a little bit distanced. Everything is distanced.
Yeah.
Masks, except I don't wear a mask, but I keep my distance.
You can't play the flute with the mask on.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a problem.
I know. And I do sing. I am a singer too, jazz. I play jazz and classical. The funerals, memorials are another big part of my business lately. I played a fantastic, beautiful funeral in a chapel this weekend, and with the classical quartet, intermezzo quartet. And now as far as parties outside or in a big room are fine. Weddings also. We did a few weddings in September and October.
Nice. So people are getting married. Do you find that you're getting more of these little proposal things because of the pandemic? Because what I've personally seen is that people go through, I would say jump through hoops, but they're more likely to try to connect to someone that they're semi-connected to. And maybe one thing to do is, as we approach another wave of the pandemic, if you know somebody, you might want to lock it down. And I don't want to be crude, but I'm just saying, I'm wondering, what kind of action are you seeing with that?
I think you're right. People are like either proposing or breaking up. But I think the proposals are, that makes a lot of sense what you said. And any way you can connect with someone and not and keep your social distancing is very important right now. So there are probably other ideas out there. I do know that the proposal idea is great, and we can offer a violinist, a flutist, anything.
You seem to have a stable of musicians that you work with, and I bet you they really appreciate it when you come up with something for them to do. If someone likes the violin, depends on what they like, you might want to have someone play the violin just as you're about to propose marriage to them. I could see that. Or the flute.
Yes. Yeah, I have hundreds of musicians because many are in bands as well, and they're all at my fingertips. I have built up this music I don't like to say empire.
You can say empire. Well, I say you have a stable of talented
people.
Of
musicians.
A stable of musicians that you work with.
25 years. Yeah, 25. I've been building this up gradually for 25 years. Prince of Music Connection has a great reputation everywhere. I mean, I'm really flattered about that. And the thing is, another thing that is going on is, I'll give you an example. Eden Institute, which for autism, called me yesterday, and I actually spoke to them today, that they have a home for some autistic people, young probably, and they are bored and they would like some online live music. So I'm going to provide online live music somehow with some of my great people through Zoom and Facebook. They also want to learn some music and online. So we're working on that. There, for instance, there's a big holiday party that I'm on the board of, NJCAMA, New Jersey Communications Advertising Association, and I am leading the holiday party online, and we're going to have live music zoomed in, probably videos, unless we have a live performer or two, and I'm creating that in December, because I do create events as well, and incorporate the music too.
So when did you start doing this? Because I remember you. I'll just share with the audience that I've known Wendy for many years. And it's funny, really became friendlier in later years. I know that you've been a musician for many years since high school. I'm wondering when you got into booking groups, like how did Princeton Music Connection come about?
Well, I was playing music actually literally since I'm 7, and dancing since I'm 2. I'm a dancer too, but not professionally. So I've been always playing music, and then the flute since I'm 8. And what happened is I'm mainly a performer and a teacher. I'm certified, but the Princeton Music Connection was born about 20 years ago, maybe a little more. And it came about through performing with some people, and we decided to have a little company, and then it just blossomed into Princeton Music Connection because I just worked at it for all these years. It's still very well known. And I was told by the violinist of Phantom of the Opera, who's a good friend and colleague who played with me on Saturday, Gary Iyanko, he said to me, "Wendy, all that's left are a company like yours, because Broadway has closed, the Met has closed, Metropolitan Opera, American Ballet, every big organization has closed. They're not even paying their musicians, in case anyone wants to know that. They stopped paying them, and so musicians are starving. They're unable to feed their families." So somehow it made me feel good to know I was still going strong and that musicians needed me and I could help them.
It's good of you to be able to help people, you know, and we try to do this on this show as well, by putting the word out about, you know, people. And of course, if there's an opportunity, we like to present that as well. I think it's outstanding that you're actually able to employ people, but then again, you're still one person. So do you do all the administrative aspect of your business yourself?
Well, I do. At the moment, it's not too much administration because most of the weddings have been postponed to next year now for the rest of this year. However, the coordinating of the musicians is something I do pretty well and I love doing and performing. But if I were to develop a bigger, you know, roster of events, which we will in the future, again, then I'll have to hire people. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a COVID protocol when you work with clients?
Yes. The musicians will only go to an indoor where everyone's wearing a mask and social distanced, and same with outside.
Okay. So the social distancing has to be enforced. You're enforcing it.
Oh, yeah. Because musicians have lives and families and they have to be careful, you know.
Obviously, I think that it's interesting that you actually play and you actually help to provide work for other musicians. What is the criteria that you have for someone to actually be booked by Princeton Music Connections? Like, let's say a guitarist is listening and they're looking for work and they want to get your attention. How could they go about doing that?
Oh, you mean the musicians? Yeah, they should email me and say hi and tell me about themselves.
How can they reach you?
PrincetonMusic.com.
PrincetonMusic.com.
That's our website. And the email's all over it. The email, you know, Wendy@PrincetonMusic.com or info@PrincetonMusic.com. Oh, yeah, the Facebook. I am very active on Facebook on my own page. But then at Princeton Music Connections, my business page. And on Princeton Music Connection, we let people know about different videos of musicians performing, about the teaching aspect of our company now to instruction with great musicians and teachers. And we have a special. So if you want to study with a teacher or myself through Princeton Music Connection, if you mention Wendy as the code, you get 30% off your first lesson.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. 30, did you say 30% off?
Your first lesson, yep.
Oh, that's nice. That's an incentive, I would say, because if you're good at it, you don't have to risk too much. So in terms of the instruction, I think that's really special because I've interviewed a lot of musicians. I know a lot of musicians, and most of them, I can say most of them teach to some extent. What is your criteria for being like part of a Princeton Music Connection roster of teachers?
We only have really accomplished musicians as teachers. It's not open like a site such as Try Music Lessons or one of those. Those just let anybody sign up. But we have really accomplished people. And of course, I'm always open to meeting new musicians that are great all the time. There's no end to that. It's just a wonderful world.
That's great. You know, I think that's beautiful. And in terms of the kind of students that you have, what is the age range of your students?
Children through adults. So age 5 on up, 5 to 99.
If you're 100, if you're 100, forget it.
Yeah, if you're 100, forget it.
Forget it. Too old. No, I'm just teasing. Okay, so it's nice to know that you have like a group like that. Cause I know what I've observed is that most of the people that I know, that musicians that I know that teach, they tend to have a little bit of a specialty of in terms of the learning population. But it sounds like you're pretty much wide open. Do you teach special ed?
Yes, I can teach special needs kids. And you know what? I noticed that some kids are just, they're not labeled special needs, but every child is different, mm-hmm. and even adults. So everybody's different anyway.
I think that you're really outstanding, and I think a lot of people know you, but they might not realize just how diverse you are. And you know, one day I never knew you played the guitar. I didn't know that.
I play a little bit of guitar. I used to play a lot more performing, but I know the guitar and absolutely teach beginner guitar. And I have a couple of students now. They're doing very well. And most of my students are piano, but then I have flute students, of course, too, you know, all levels. And the adult students are really interesting. You know, adults often learn totally differently than kids. They'll think about things more, but yet they'll understand it. But children, of course, just automatically just play and move a much more fluid way. And for beginners, we mean, it's sort of interesting. And I have two sons, one of which is a musician. My younger son is a really, really good guitarist singer. And my older son used to play, and he used to play piano too. And my youngest, Dylan, is a great, really good guitarist singer, and who had a great band, but right now they're on just a break. But so I've been used to different kinds of children.
I have to wonder, did you teach anything to your own children? You know, did they take instruction from you when they were little?
Yeah, the first year I taught them piano, and then Dylan and I taught guitar 1 year. And then we wanted them to have their own teachers. You know, it's always good to study with other teachers, not your own mother.
Not your own mother. Okay, I'll take your word.
Not your own mother or father. But to begin, it's great. Like, it's great for beginning, like 1 year. And then it's very common for musicians to have other people teach their kids, just like anybody. Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that I've heard you play classical music, and I've heard you play jazz. I heard you play jazz, jazz flute for the first time live. I saw you playing at a high school reunion, and I was like, who knew she had it in her?
Yeah, I've been doing that a long time. Sometimes I sit in, too, with rock bands. If you know a lot of them, they'll all say, oh, yeah, will you come up and play Moondance? You know.
Oh, that's funny you say that. That was the last dance I had with my second husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Moondance. It's so funny. I was thinking about that song today.
Ah, well, that's the signature one for me. I don't know. Everybody asked me for that one. And I've played with some great people. I played blues with Chuck Lambert. And there's some great players that had wonderful blues jams and jazz. And Chuck Lambert was one of them. I do know quite a lot of wonderful musicians that are kind of well known. So I don't want to mention everybody.
It's okay to name drop. No, really, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, Norman Seldon is Storm and Norman. He's a great dueling pianist, and he's putting out a new album. Also, Vinnie Lopez from Bruce Springsteen's original group. He's a great drummer. And Gary Mazzaropi, bass player, and Roland Washington, wonderful sax player. Jerry Hemingway, great drummer, is on my children's CD. I have two CDs. I have a jazz cover CD out, Bird of Beauty, with some great backup band with me on flute. And then the children's CD is all original songs I wrote for children. And I have some amazing performers on that children's CD, including Jerry Hemingway, great world-class drummer, and David Ramelis.
You sing on your children's CD, don't you?
I do.
So tell me about that a little bit. I've heard it.
Sing Me a Day. It's called Sing Me a Day. And that's That's a song on the CD, but it's the name of it. My CDs are still available at the Princeton Record Exchange in Princeton. Of course, digitally, online, you can get them very easily. And there are other record stores that have them in Newtown and Doylestown, PA. But you can get it all online. And there's a Halloween song that I wrote on my CD for children called Halloween Night. And I wish everybody a great Halloween. And you can get my song and purchase it tonight, right online, Halloween Night.
They could Google Halloween Night. Is that what it's called?
Wendy Zoffer Halloween Night.
Wendy Zoffer Halloween Night. And then you'll probably get all the goods on you if you put your name in the search engine. That's really something. So you work with children as well. Now, as far as audiences and you know, what you did before the pandemic, do you find that it's easy for you to sort of do that metamorphosis that many of us artists have done? We tend to be better at it than some other people because we're artists. But I'm wondering how that's been for you to make that shift, that paradigm shift.
To what?
To being able to just have these big things, booking weddings with all these people, to sort of all having to scale it down and change it up.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well. As I said, I'm open to book, you know, the proposals, the memorials, the smaller parties and weddings. And I'm working towards performing more online. I'm open to doing that. I did someone recorded me playing solo, some kind of simple one or two videos. That's on my Facebook and Princeton Music Connection Facebook, and of course all over YouTube if you just Google Princeton Music Connection on YouTube or my name. And then and my teaching is big, but I know what you're saying. You're saying how is that going? Well, we're trying to do more online.
Yes, and it seems like you're really doing very well with that. I think it's interesting, and I'm wondering if you feel or have observed the same thing. What I notice is that with artist people that I know and people that aren't artists, I have found that as the artists, we kind of adjusted to the pause a little better than people that aren't, because I know that I live in everywhere, things got so quiet. Did you find that it stimulated your creative juices, maybe to compose and write? How did it affect you in the beginning? I'm always curious to know.
Yeah, well, I am a songwriter and wrote all the children's songs, and I have many, many other songs, but I haven't had time because I've been, of all my teaching and different things through this pandemic, but I would like to compose more, and I did start to do a little bit lately. So yeah, you're right. It definitely, the quiet just kind of makes you want to do that, right?
Well, I'm not trying to be right. I just was wondering about like...
No, but I feel that way too. I feel that way too. Yep.
You see that the pause was kind of a really good excuse to stop and just listen to your own brain and maybe create something that you might not have thought of before. But I think it's also interesting that talked a couple of times about booking funerals. And just to get a little bit back into the pandemic situation, are you finding that people call you for that? I hope to never have to call you to do a funeral, but...
No. It's just the usual. No, it's nothing unusual. I haven't gotten a lot of that, no, because of the pandemic.
Because I have seen some beautiful funerals online lately. I hate to say it. Sad, but I see that people are doing distancing with that because it's appropriate. And
actually, they're not hiring. Yeah, just like everything, they're not hiring musicians that much right now, all around across the board. And, you know, it's a very tough time for musicians. Don't anyone misunderstand that. The musician, the dancer, the actor, half of them are starving. The world doesn't realize that. There is some pandemic support financially, but right now we've got to change that. We have to change something next week so that the artists are supported by our society. They are so important, you know, and I'm speaking for others, you know.
Well, it seems that when things go wrong in a business, and I've observed this I'd say over the past 30 years, I've observed this, is that when things go wrong in someone's business, somehow, some way, they seek the artist. They seek out the artist because we are able to add a little flavor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also a different perspective to things. And I think it's the one thing that's most wonderful about what you do, Wendy, is that you're so diverse in the way you handle your music as a business, and you can handle your music business. Not all musicians are able to do that, to see that they are a sole proprietor. So I admire you for that, because you actually recognize that you're making it work for yourself rather than just being like a lamb to the slaughter, you know?
Yeah, I know, because there's so many fantastic performers from every walk of life. You know, when I book a mariachi band, or I book a blues band, or an R&B band, or any kind of great group, it's if the music and their and the way they create is great, it's just amazing, all the diverse ways of providing entertainment, you know?
And so within your stable of musicians that you actually handle or help to handle, they represent a plethora of genre.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is, I think, wonderful.
Definitely. And we have steel drums, we have classical string quartets and trios, and flute and strings and harp, and singers and pianists and jazz groups of all types. And it's nice when people want a flutist, because there's such a set rule for that. Some people think the flute is only for the orchestra, but the flute is a jazz instrument as well as classical, and blues on the flute is really fun to play.
I can imagine, yeah. And I happen to like just to hear that. I like to hear it. I think that you know, if anybody were to contact Princeton Music Connection, they could probably get whatever they have going on, whatever kind of, I'd say, background soundtrack is playing in your minds, you could actually somehow duplicate that. And that's kind of a comfort. You know, do you ever do like private things? The couples call you and you come in and you just kind of like sort of be in the background and you're playing a little something, something?
Definitely. Yeah, like a special dinner, like an anniversary dinner for a couple. Definitely. That's really a wonderful thing and popular, and you can do it now.
I think that with the fact that we have this pause and we have to distance and everything, it's nice to know that you're going to have someone come in and they're going to adhere to a certain protocol to keep everybody safe. And I like the fact that you can do this very small groups. You can do one person. You could do, I don't know what your largest group would be. I imagine you're not doing those big weddings.
Well, I can do a whole orchestra, or I can do a symphony orchestra. I can book a whole symphony orchestra. I can, and of course, bands, of course, and for weddings and parties. But one wonderful pianist who sings, or one, or just, I've done solo flute for a couple of things, as you saw. We also have guitarists solo. We have a duo or trio. Sure.
So I think it would be good for people to think about out of the box in terms of how to add some ambiance to a situation.
Definitely.
I'm just going to tell my audience, there's nothing like bringing a musician in or any kind of artist in to a situation to enhance it.
Yeah, and the dancers want to be included sometimes. And I'll book a flamenco dancer, two tango dancers that dance together, a swing duo, yeah, belly dancer. Yeah. So we have everything. Yeah.
You got a belly dance? I didn't know you were a belly dancer. Wendy, it's
no.
You, right? Not you? What? You look good. You could do it. You
Thanks.
Can pull it off.
No, I don't do belly dancing. I do swing and salsa.
So you're a dancer and you dance.
I will not. I don't do it for events, but I do have wonderful dancers that I know well, that I've studied with, that I've seen perform, and they're ready to work.
Yeah, I bet. I can imagine. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that it's a beautiful thing that you're able to reach out into your stable of musicians, and then you're thinking about helping musicians to survive as you're actually doing your business. And it sounds like you're somewhat flourishing, and it's a I'm going to say that relatively, considering everything. It's you're doing what you always did. And so you did make the paradigm shift. Did you get that thing that a lot of artists got in the beginning, where it was that, so you felt some sort of, I felt a little immobilized. I like to say for a few minutes, because it wasn't for long. And then all of a sudden I started to embrace the quiet, and then your creative mind speaks to you.
I definitely did. And I got through it pretty well, got some flowers, different things, and made life good. And, I hope that some of the musicians that did panic are doing better.
So what are your plans, you know, for next year? How far into the future are you booked?
We have weddings booked through next year, through 2021, and getting some inquiries now for 22. I'm also hoping good luck for all the venues, you know.
Yeah, how are the venues holding up?
Some of them are holding up very well. You know, they're beautiful, and if anyone needs a recommendation for a good venue, I'll definitely give that, and a florist and a photographer, videographer.
So if, let's say someone's having a destination wedding, they could call you and say, we're getting married in Aruba. We got your ticket, and you get your band together, and you'll do something like that as well?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I'll make a list of suggested locations for you. So like distance, like, you know, what do they call it? Location weddings?
Destination, yes.
Destination weddings, yes. So I think that's wonderful. So people can get in touch with you by contacting princetonmusic.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get you. And you're open to all, it seems like you're open to most all genre of music. And then you have a musician for them should they need it. Do you have your like where you work and practice in your home studio? Is it kind of, you have like the blue screen or the green screen in the back? You're just ready to teach online?
Yes, I've been teaching online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Zoom. Yeah. Also Whereby. I use Whereby or Zoom.
Whereby, I'm not familiar with that one.
Whereby, W-H-E-R-E, whereby.com.
Okay, that's good to know. And so look up Wendy's offer and the Princeton Music Connection, everybody. I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next. I mean, do you have anything planned in the immediate future that you want to tell us about?
I'm possibly going to be performing at some restaurants in the Princeton area, maybe in Manhattan, like maybe a duo, you know, and with the social distancing, and we're just waiting for the go for everything.
Yeah. It sounds like you'll customize it for your customer.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's important for our audience to know that you'll customize whatever you're going to be delivering, you'll customize it to the customer themselves, which is good. I'm wondering, it must have been very difficult for you, especially this year when the graduation time came. A lot of musicians were booked during for graduation parties and weddings and things. And I can't imagine. I'm an artist. I'm not a performing artist. But it's interesting to me to see how artists will actually find it easier to reinvent what they do, because I think because of our propensity to think out of the box, to think with the right brain, we're actually able to maneuver it and like reinvent ourselves. And I'll say this to the audience, one thing I know about artists that people don't realize is that they think we're all right brain, but the really astute artist realizes that they're a sole proprietor. And they know they have to survive. We don't like to think of ourselves as starving. I consider starving artists a derogatory term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, thank you, Wendy, for turning it around and showing that, no, you're not starving. You're just doing what you do best. And I think that if more people realize how astute artists really are, because we always come up with an idea and we do think with the left brain as well, you know, and bravo for you. Brava, I'll see for you.
Thank you. And it's great to be doing this interview with you, who is a great artist also.
It's all about you tonight, Wendy.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. So I really flattered that you asked me to do this interview, and have many artists available to play also, and it's princetonmusic.com.
Yes, and Wendy Zoffer is a young woman with a lot of experience in the music business. And thank you so much, Wendy, for coming on the show. I wish we could talk longer, but let's follow up. Probably after the holidays, things will change even more. And I'll be very curious to see what's going on with you and to present you once again to my audience, who I appreciate so much. And so I have to say good night. But thanks so much, Wendy Zoffer, Princeton Music Connection. And thank you, my audience, for coming again to listen to the Energy Stoners Cafe. And I'm looking forward to being with you again. It'll be very soon. Thanks so much. And I'm going to say goodnight and bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.